Well, thank you so much for joining the Drive Podcast. I'm your host, Mike, a pastor here in Mobile, Alabama, and I'm excited to encourage you as we go over certain truths and principles from the Word of God. And I pray that your heart would be encouraged. Hello, everyone. Hope you are doing well. It is Thursday, November 5th, I think. Let me look. November 5th. And I'm here in Mobile, Alabama. It's 55 degrees at 6:42 a.m. I'm driving to work. And we're going to actually finish up Psalm 71. I've been going through Psalm 71 for about, I think this is the fifth or sixth sort of devotional teaching, encouragement, and it's just a good psalm of deliverance through difficulty and when those come against you, how to combat the opposition with praise. And that's kind of what we're looking at here this morning in Psalm 71, verse 22. To 24. And I love what he says in Psalm 71:22. The psalmist says, "And also with the lute I will praise you and your faithfulness, O my God. To you I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel." So there we see just the praising and worshiping with instruments. You know, there was a stigma in church decades ago where it was like, oh no, you can't play a guitar. It's from Satan. You can't play any instrument. Well, here we have just one of many instances of people of God praising him with instruments, right? Might be different instruments, but still, they're singing and praising God with instruments. So that's okay. But really what you see here is the joy of just praising God because of his faithfulness. Right? And it's kind of like, when's the last time you praised God for his faithfulness? Because the fact is, and it is a fact, it's an emphatic fact, that God is faithful, right? I mean, that's just a no-brainer. But sometimes we forget that, or sometimes we overlook that, and we have to reevaluate and go, wait a second, no, God was faithful in that situation. Maybe I wasn't. Maybe I faltered, but God was faithful. Like, as humans, we will falter, yet we have to remember God is faithful. He's faithful to forgive. He's faithful to give us strength to forge ahead. He's faithful in every situation. So what should we do? We'll praise him. You know, we can praise him with song from our heart to his. And he says in verse 23, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed. Again, just, he's sort of in this pattern of praise, right? Are we in a pattern of praise? I find, like, when I don't listen to or worship the Lord with song, you know, I kind of get, in a sense, get kind of stale and, like, just going through the motions. And then I'll put on, like, maybe I'll be driving somewhere, right? I'll put on a worship song and just worship to one song or just listen to it, you know, and worship in my heart. And man, it will lift me up. You ever experienced that? I'm pretty sure most of us have. Where it's just like we listen to a worship song and we're like, oh, we're so, like, it's just refreshing, you know? And you're uplifted, your countenance is heightened, and it's just like, this is what I needed. This has given me, like, more, you know, passion for the Lord and drive to follow him. Worship, it's just dynamic and it's powerful, and it helps, you know, the believer. It helps us a lot. So I'd say worship is super important for us to do and engage in, you know, as Christians, as believers. Praise him with our lips, with instruments. Worship him. Because why? Because of his power. Right? And he says, my soul, which you have redeemed. We worship from our soul. And I love that song, Bless the Lord, O My Soul. You've heard that, right? Bless the Lord, O My Soul. Man, we sang that song to our girls, our daughters, as they were babies growing up, like every night. And even now, they're 6 and 7 years old, and anytime they want to sing, they want us to sing at night, we still sing that song, Bless the Lord, O My Soul. Worship His holy name. And that's what we want to do. We want to get in that posture often. That posture of praise and that pattern of praise where we're actually doing it continually. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves, I haven't praised the Lord for a while. Like, I haven't just worshiped. I haven't just sung to Him, you know? And when we do, it's just like, oh, refreshing. It's like a drink of ice water in a super hot, muggy southern summer day. It's refreshing. It's refreshing to praise the Lord. Because as the psalmist says here, he's redeemed. We are redeemed. And he continues in this vein in verse 24, the last verse of Psalm 71. And he says, my tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought to shame, who seek my hurt. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long. And I love that. And it's kind of the same pattern in the psalm too. A couple other places previous, we talked about how the psalmist wanted to share the Lord, share the truth with others, even when he was gray-headed, basically even when he was older. And such a good goal. And it's not just a goal. It's the Great Commission, right? It's what God has given us responsibility to do. And we can share with words. We can share with actions. We can share with our reactions. We don't have to proclaim it and yell it at the top of our lungs. We can just subtly insert the truth as we're having conversations with people whom that are around us, those who we love and those who are acquaintances, those who we just met. But the psalmist just loved the Lord so much. He's like, I just want to talk about your righteousness all day long. Like, that's what I want to do. Don't you? I mean, I'm excited about things of the Lord. I think so often we get excited about other things, and we're just like, when we talk about the Lord, we're like, yeah, the Lord, church, uh-huh, yeah. But then we talk about, oh, did you see this movie? Or whatever it is, I don't know. Just look at that video game. Look at this meme. Look at this post. Look at this, whatever it is, right? And all of a sudden, like, kind of like you come alive when you talk about other stuff. But when you talk about the Lord, it's just this kind of like, yeah, yeah, the Lord, yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's kind of a downer. It's kind of depressing. And it's like, is that a good witness? Nope. No, it's not. It's not. We should be most excited when we talk about the things of the Lord. Are you? Are you most excited when you talk about the things of the Lord? No, I'm not acting, I'm not saying like act all fake and be like, oh yeah, everything's horrible, but I'm talking about, yeah, we go through trials, we go through difficulties, we cling to the Lord, but still, even through those things, we should be excited when we talk about the Lord because He's doing great things. He's doing great things, even if we're going through it. He's still doing great things. He's still a good, amazing, awesome God. And so the last point I just kind of want to make in verse 24 is that, you know, the psalmist is kind of combating those who are coming against us by praising God. I think that's just kind of cool, you know. He's combating opposition by worshiping the Lord. And again, I think worship puts us in a posture of praise and positivity and a pattern, as we get in the pattern of praising God, man, it just uplifts us so much. So much so that we cease to care about those things that come against us or the people that would come against us because we're just excited for what the Lord is doing. Are you excited for what the Lord is doing? I would just say be excited for what God's doing right now, but also be expectant for what He is going to do. And I would say just praise Him on a continual and regular basis, because He's worthy to be praised. And as we praise the Lord, it puts us in a posture of positivity. I mean, we're just like, our countenance is lifted. And all the troubles kind of sink to the bottom. And we rise up as we're just praising God. Hearts raised, hands raised, just responding to God for who He is, how He is, and what He's doing. And we praise the Lord no matter what. God bless you guys, and I hope you enjoyed Psalm 71. I would just encourage you to continue to go through it when you need an uplift and when you need encouragement. God bless you guys, and have an amazing day.